You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show.
Vote for me. I look forward to blowing up America.
Thank you. I love that liner. You really don't have any choice. So listen, it's a quality program, not it's entertaining and gripping and compelling and amusing and whimsical. There's only one choice. Not unlike an ad for the phone company. Rick, how about calling the party Liquor Lingerie? Okay. This is my work email. Please don't respond to... Oh, and he's a teacher, of course. Teacher of small children, apparently. Ladies and gentlemen, host of his own damn fine radio program on the weekends, joining us now in the studio, the original Harry Scary Guy, Clyde Lewis. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing great, actually. Business is good in the apocalypse. I'm pretty happy to be here. So
business is good in the apocalypse.
Yeah, we had that big fireball that hit here just last Saturday.
Kyle saw it.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing. In fact, it was kind of coincidental. The guy out of my show was going to talk just about that, about how there was this big explosion in space back in December.
Right.
And how there's this wave that's coming towards us, and during the wave, you'll be seeing a lot of volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, and fireballs.
Well, okay.
The minute we're talking about, all of a sudden a fireball shoots through the air and hits the Pacific Ocean.
And you're not making up just a bunch of crazy gibberish. There was a meteor, and it hit someplace in Oregon, right?
Well, actually, they say that it shot across from Olympia all the way through Seattle. It was seen all the way in Yreka, California, but it crashed in the Pacific.
Okay.
And the thing that's interesting about this is that there was a 3.5 earthquake in Olympia and a power outage in Seattle. And scientists are saying they're unrelated.
Yeah.
Sure. Shut up.
Damn eggheads.
I hate scientists.
Science is stupid.
Because they are stupid. I mean, think about it. I mean,
you and George Bush are getting along together splendidly.
But what I'm saying is...
I don't like science.
Okay, I want to tell something about scientists, and they can all hate me. I don't care. None of them have lived through a catastrophic cycle. We're heading into one, and it's kind of fun to watch because you get to see these scientists go, well, we didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, isn't it funny how an explosion 50,000 light years away that took 23,000 years to get here explodes on the day we have the tsunami and the earthquake in... That earthquake in Southeast Asia. So, I mean, okay. Come on, figure it out.
Come on. That's what you were doing, a little Job there.
Little Job?
You were doing a little Job from Arrested Development right there. Come on.
Did you watch this Sunday? Did I already ask you?
Well, no, I'm a week behind because right now Laura and I are so infrequently home at the same time, and most of the stuff, it's like we'll watch it by ourselves and we'll all get caught up, you know, together. But that's a show that we try to watch together, but because we're running a week late on everything, we watched last Sunday's this Sunday, so I have yet to see the second installment of Buster having a hook on his hand. Come on. That Job guy is fantastic. He should be asking for a raise right now. He's the glue that holds that show together. Speaking of the glue that holds the show together, let's welcome Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
Hi there, how are you? How are you today?
Are you going to listen this time?
No.
I have a sock on my mic.
Oh, yeah, take that off.
Why?
Yeah, because it's not supposed to be on there.
Really?
Oh, they're not?
Oh, it's fun.
No,
I like it.
Okay, no, we had this discussion.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Okay. We had this discussion the other day. Now, the windscreens are not bad, but these microphones, the Electro-Voice RE20, the finest microphone available in broadcasting, has a people don't know this, it has a windscreen built in behind this metal grating.
If
you were to take off this metal grating, there is a windscreen on the inside.
Well, they just need to clean that one over there.
I think these are like to protect us from the gunk that gets on these.
Well, the gunk, yes, but the problem is they just need to find a different way to do it because it's what they need is one of those little those rings that goes in front of.
Oh yeah, the ring.
Know that the little tiny speak through because that's way too thick for this microphone and so it'll make it sound muffly.
I didn't get to finish telling you how I was.
Well, that's because you were talking to the.
You were very sweet this morning when I saw you. Actually,
moving on. This email says Rick.
Hey.
Did Jolie get canned for her on-air drug-induced meltdown yesterday?
Did you have a meltdown?
No.
I think it was me. He's confusing me and
that
Jolie.
Was Rick.
Come on.
I don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Okay.
Just say no.
Alcohol is a drug, Jolie.
Just spell no.
Nope, it's poison. I don't drink it anymore.
And then he says, boy, you sound bloated this morning. Dave, there you go. All right.
You sound a little gurgly.
Yeah. Oh, let's listen to this. Rick, can you pass this along to Sarah? Says a man emailing this in. Here's the recipe for making those fantastically delicious Red Lobster cheddar biscuits at home.
Sarah, will you make some and bring them in tomorrow?
Serve warm. Serves 12. What?
I said, Sarah, will you make some and bring them in tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what
we
all need.
Do you know me?
We all need a bunch of cheddar biscuits in our
cheddar
stomachs.
Crab biscuits. That sounds good.
I don't think I'd ever be able to cook.
All right.
I'll get
Hi, Jolie. How can I help you today?
Huh?
Are you awake?
Don't you have a question?
You are at... Yeah, but you had a thing you were going to tell me. You had a thing you were going to tell me.
Oh, well, two things. I had a massage yesterday, and so I'm really, really sore, but I'm getting better.
That's nice. Yeah.
Because I have this numbness.
Sore is a pleasant word.
Remember how... It's not a sore. It's sore.
No, but I'm saying just being sore is unpleasant.
But soaring is different.
Because I have this numbness here. You know, I talked about that.
Oh.
Did you go to, like, the ass-need place?
And did I tell you... No, I went to Corbett Chiropractic.
Okay. Well, so was this like an actual therapeutic massage?
Yes.
Okay.
That's no, you know,
I'm a big fan of those.
It's called muscle manipulation.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, did you get a chiropractic adjustment or a rub down?
Both.
Because they're two different things. No, and I'm not going to go on about it, but I'm a big fan of chiropractic for some people. A lot of people, it's like Don Geronimo talking about his acupuncture. Some people think it's a scam. People think whatever they want. Chiropractic is the best thing I ever did.
Best thing ever.
I had back trouble for like 3, 4, 5 years. I had this back pain, wouldn't go away. I tried everything I could. Went to chiropractor, gone. Never came back. So, massage is great. Then now, is it you that's never had like the full on massage from a massage therapist?
No, I've had smaller massages, like no more than a half an hour. But I do have a package.
Yeah, I was gonna
that
say,
Maria bought me. Yeah.
Oh man, those
you
things.
Haven't used it yet?
No. You and I were gonna go together. Do you still want to go?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have $300 to spend on a package.
No, if it wouldn't make me sound girly, because Sarah gave me this phone call the other day. I was at home, and she's like, what's your birthday? You know, what are you wanting? I never know what to. When it's my birthday, I always find myself just.
Do you want a massage?
What I'm saying is, I always find myself just having to make up stuff so I have something to say, because people like to give presents sometimes, and I always find myself going, how about a shop vac? You know, just coming up with whatever, because I don't want to. I feel so lame saying I don't want anything. If it wouldn't make me sound so girly, I would say that like one of those massage schools or something.
No, that's
a
girly.
That's not girly. I mean, but the last time
I know they're not girly, but it sounds gay when she said, "What do you want?"
A massage?
Can you get me a rub down? I mean, it just
woman rub you down is kind of nice, I think.
And you guys are the ones who always say, ask us what we want, and I'll tell you.
No, I mean,
that's
true.
Waste
okay,
the money.
Well, there you go. So there you go.
The last time I got a massage was from the Jesus woman.
And if you don't want to spend, a lot of money, you can do it at the massage college where they do it.
Of course, I
want to
spend a lot of money.
I'm just saying, they do it like at the discount there. No, and when I was, we used to go to that place in Utah, that chiropractic place.
That was Bountiful. But
there was a dude there that did the massage. Like this huge, like German guy named like Rolf or something, and he was now lay down and I will give you deep
crush you.
I'm seriously like snapping your
you
bones.
Like guys, do you?
I didn't have any, whatever, it doesn't matter.
No, I have women do.
Well, but I'm not one of those guys. I don't care about that.
I have a problem.
I don't care either, but I have
it's not like he's not giving me the happy ending. It's not a tie, it's not a Thai massage. It's like just a,
it's not the happy ending.
It is no. I mean, it's not an intimate massage. He's just some guy was like, I used to just care. I was one of those guys carried all my stress around, like in the shoulder. You get the shoulders all knotted up, and he was just like, lay still. It will hurt if you resist. You know, and just like ride in with that.
Did he like
use
your own oil?
German. This is getting a little weird. I don't want to talk about this. I'm just saying it wouldn't. You know, whatever. I got
that. Remember, I got one from Victoria the Lindquist.
Yeah, but she's crazy.
I know.
She's a crazy woman.
She told me when I give you a massage, you'll have an out-of-body experience.
Clyde likes crazy.
Did you, this is the woman whose dog talks to her?
Yeah, the woman whose dog talks to her and tells her when Jesus appears in her bathroom or wherever. But yeah, she's pretty amazing. I mean,
she's a hot blonde. Women like that really are.
Well, she's a hot blonde. She's crazy, but she's a hot blonde. And she was just, I don't know, she's really good.
Okay, should I tell them what I did that one time?
Go ahead, yeah, sure.
Okay, Clyde used to kind of, as part of his show, they sometimes have this woman named Victoria Lillenquist, who said on the air one time...
She was a hot blonde who was
hot blonde.
Nuts.
who's nuts, and she talked about how her dog would talk to her. And
we were on a talk show. It was a talk show on the TV.
But I knew, Clyde had told me in advance, Clyde's like, yeah, this Victoria girl, she claims that her dog talks to her sometimes about Jesus. And I'm like, really? Okay. And I file that away for future reference. File that away in my mental Rolodex. So a few weeks later, Clyde is on a television talk show, and it's Clyde and Victoria Lillenquist and this other guy, and they're taking phone calls. And so if you were watching the television that day, here's what you heard the guy. We're here with Clyde Lewis, host of a radio talk show, Ground Zero, and Victoria Lillenquist, who communes with the spirit world. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to take some calls from our viewing audience now for our guest. Caller, you're on the air. And this is what you would have heard.
And hello? Hello? First of all, long time viewer, first time caller. Clyde, I love your program. I think it's a fantastic discourse and ideas that we're lucky to have here in Utah. And I do have a message for Miss Lillenquist. And the message is...
And then I just hung up.
Oh, God.
I just hung up. And the best part was the host, because they don't have a 10-second delay on television. The best part was the host looking into the camera uncomfortably for a minute and saying, I think we have a problem with our caller. Moving on.
And then she says, oh, that's cute. They do know that I...
And she was forced to say it on the air. Because he said, Victoria, do you know what that call meant? And she was forced to say... Sometimes my dog tells me when Jesus is coming.
Were you just laughing hysterically, Clyde?
No, Clyde put on a stone face.
I rolled my eyes.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, oh, God.
Well, because I only have the one prank voice.
Yeah.
And as soon, if you watch the tape.
Raquel?
When the guy says, caller, you're on the air, and as soon as I go,
hello, Clyde.
But Clyde, you can see Clyde roll his head because he knew it was me.
I'm really glad I'm here today.
Oh, man. It was funny.
It was one of the funniest things
it
ever.
It really was fantastic.
Because this was like a major show. This guy had like the number one talk show on television.
And like there I am screwing it up.
Yeah, and here I am. I'm like, this is my big break. You know, I'm on TV. It's the first time I've ever been recognized for any of my accomplishments.
The first call is me sabotaging the whole thing.
Hello, I love your program, Clyde.
It's fantastic.
It was hilarious.
Oh, good times. Yeah. I don't have that on tape. I wish I did.
Robin, I think, does.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
she used to play it all the time at parties just to laugh. It humbled me, believe me.
All right.
Hello, Clyde.
There was an astonishing number of radio programs that picked up the phone during those couple years in Utah, only to be greeted by the...
Hello?
Hello?
We knew who it was.
Oh, Mills, it's hot.
It's raining here. Is it raining there?
That's which we joke about now.
Oh,
but
man.
Oh, never mind.
Is that what she used to do for fun?
You know,
we used to just harass all kinds of talk shows.
We should talk about it.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I wish we had tapes of those. We do somewhere, don't we?
I'm going to make a note. We'll come back to it.
I don't think you should answer the phones for the rest of the show, then.
Because
you're going to be getting a lot of prank calls.
No, because my audience is all lunatics and nutcases, but that's what we do here. This show was like they were totally unprepared for it, though.
They didn't know. It was my first time that I was ever going to be on a real talk show, you know.
It's like it
was my big chance, and then Rick calls up and screws it up.
Oh, so, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you'll hear those guys. They think that they're sneaking on here occasionally. They'll go, hey, Rick, are you? Baba Booey. And then they just sort of sit there like I'm going to be, I'm horrified. Yeah.
Because we used to sit to it, too.
Idiots. All right. So the question we have for Jolie today. The question we had was, this is because we've talked about women playing hard to get and all that stuff. And a guy emailed me. His name was, I won't give his name. His first initial was S. And he said he wants to know the difference. How can you tell when a girl is playing hard to get and when she's just not interested? Which is a fair question. Because to the outside observer, I think they look the same. So how can you tell when a girl's playing hard to get and when she's just doesn't want anything to do with you?
Well, I like my friend's answer, and she's just said guess.
Yes. Flip a coin.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for clearing it up.
I'll help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of similar, but there's going to be a little subtle hints that you're going to know that she has some sort of liking. Because as we've talked about before, let's say, Rick, you and I are having a drink. And
let's say that.
No, please.
Clyde walks in the door.
No, am I going to have to do this? Am I going to have to do the thing again?
And she falls badly in love with me.
All I had at that poker game on Saturday was a bunch of weird questions from dudes about that voice. So I don't want to do that anymore.
What voice, Ricketts?
It's that.
Let me hear it.
No.
Raquel.
Let's stop it.
I'd like to talk to Raquel now. I'd like to, I want to speak to the entity known as Raquel.
Can I talk to Raquel?
Oh, no.
Please, can I talk to Raquel?
No.
Cookies and milk, please. I want
hot milk.
Hot milk and cookies.
Oh, you know, that makes me want to rub myself with a cheese grater. I mean, that gives me the creepy crawlies on my skin like
I'm
naked
and covered in peanut butter.
I heard that the other day. I heard you say that the other day, and I was like, that was even a bad image for myself. I mean,
Oh, it was about the meteorite, too.
Yeah, and you said, Clyde's probably at home naked and in peanut butter. And I'm like going, even I'm grossed out by that image.
Can we get back to the subject?
So he has to be Raquel, right?
Sorry.
No. Because he can't be Raquel because he doesn't know how to play it. So, all right, Rick, let me just tell you this. When you're having a drink with a girl and she's always just looking around, you know, eye contact.
I know that feeling, yeah.
She really doesn't.
Looking over your shoulder every time the door opens, see if somebody more attractive is coming in.
That's not really an interest.
Yeah.
If she doesn't offer at the end of the conversation
to buy you a drink,
to see you again or give you her number or meet you again, she's not interested. But now, if we get to the, like, you already have her number and you call her and she doesn't call you back, or she's busy on Saturday, but she says maybe next week. Are you following me?
I am. So if you think that she gives you the opportunity, the information for a follow-up meeting.
Yes.
Okay. That's how you can tell. But this is pretty, but I guess that works if it's a woman you've never met before. You know, in other words, if it's a woman you don't know.
Okay,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
Give me some.
Well, I'm saying if it's a friend of yours, though, or
make a scenario.
Somebody you work with or whatever.
Well, if it's a friend, it's easy.
Well, we didn't know that.
Well, how
you just have to keep dropping the word friend over and over again.
Oh, they have to. Well, I bet a woman will do that,
so,
too.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing. If
I
you
really
have a friend.
Value your friendship.
Mm-hmm. Or
I wouldn't
like,
want to
oh,
do anything to harm the friendship.
Listen to that bitterness.
Or talk about another guy.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you all
you're
about
such a good friend. That guy over there is hot. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Then that means you're interested in the guy that you're telling.
No, that means
you're not. That means you're trying to just.
Oh, okay.
It just means you're horny.
I thought you were going the other way.
Women look at other guys all the time.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't. But women would never.
No, I look at other girls all the time.
But women would never point that out to a guy they were interested in. Like, in other words,
right.
If Jolie were. No, I'm not going to do
if
that.
If you're Raquel.
No. If Jolie and Clyde, you know, were talking, and Jolie was interested in Clyde, she would never compliment another guy in Clyde's presence if she were interested in Clyde.
No, but then again, the hard to get kind of goes in there, too.
Yeah,
and you want to try and get the guy's attention by commenting on another man. It's very manipulative and very messed up.
I don't know that works. I don't know, because then the guy, I think, just writes you off in his head, maybe.
I think a guy should start saying that he's lucky to get what he gets anymore, because that's the way women are. They're just so they're so cunning how they work.
Yeah.
They work it really well. Women work it.
Work it?
They work it. They
Come
work
on,
it.
Clyde.
They do work it.
Work it like the
work
rents do.
What?
They just work it. They know how to work it, women do. They know how to work
Is
it.
Is this just an excuse for you to talk like RuPaul?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But seriously, I mean, they do. I mean, they just know what to do.
I don't
but
even know what that means. They work it.
They
know,
just work it. I don't know.
He doesn't either.
Does it require like a...
It just sounded good, I guess.
The thing is, Clyde,
work it.
That you guys think that we are, you know, playing hard to get.
You
that
are.
We want to be a challenge.
You are.
But here's
are.
The thing. Here's the thing for those girls or women that do that.
Uh-huh.
They're not playing games with you. I mean, they're just being real. They
sure.
are.
They're being because, real.
Okay.
They're representing.
You're going to strike my bitter chord
listen.
Here in a minute, and I'm going to go really ballistic in a minute. Okay?
I'm
going to
leave the room. Go ahead.
All right.
Don't look at me like that,
okay.
Crazy man.
The emotional...
That's a crazy look.
But wait.
Okay.
I need to finish my thought.
All right, you finish
I've been
your
thinking
thought.
About
I'm,
this.
I'm boiling here.
A lot lately. Because when a girl just gives it up and sleeps with you, then basically you give her no respect. And you don't have to do anything for her because you know she's just going to sleep with you.
Right.
Therefore, the girl that wants to save herself and not just give it up so easily...
Right.
Because she deserves respect. She knows she deserves respect.
Yeah.
And she has respect for herself.
Okay.
And a little confidence.
I'm going to start leaving a big knife in the middle of the counter during this
you
cycle.
And your big
My big what?
Attitude.
Okay. My attitude?
Your big dictionary?
I couldn't say big, Clyde, because I don't know, but, you know, she just doesn't need all the man in his parts being...
I see. Hmm.
A dick, you know?
Fine.
I mean, she just doesn't need to put up with that, and she knows that.
I know. That's true.
All right, now you're boiling?
Mm-hmm. I am.
No, because I am right, and there's nothing to argue with.
Really? That's why you always get this.
I want my space. Well, why don't you get intimate with me? I want this. Why don't you make a move on me?
You get that all the time.
What is it? You're all hands. You never touch me.
They do that. They have this emotional idiot moment where they're like, on one side, they want this, and on the other side, they don't want this. And we have to be like these mind readers. And so this is what I've decided. You don't do anything for a woman. All you do is you do what she likes, and that's it. You know, you just sit there, you just say, oh, you want this? And then you say, I'll go do it, and then you go take care of whatever it is you're dealing with.
I am so confused.
I think it'd be a lot easier, actually, if all guys just carried a pager. But it wasn't even like a phone.
Right.
So we'd have to talk. It was just a pager.
Right.
And the pager only had one number and one purpose, and it was the call me when you're ready to sleep with me.
Yeah, call me when you're ready to sleep with me. Call me when you're ready, you know. And these guys sit
That's
there.
That's lame.
And I know this guy. I've seen this guy all the time, and he goes to the market where I'm at. He sits there, and he just basically does everything that this woman wants him to do because he thinks that if he does everything for her, she's going to just love him, and she doesn't. And I just sit there, and I just feel sorry for him because it's like, no, you don't do that. You know, you just don't do what she doesn't like, and she'll be happy. And that's the way it goes. You just have to be that way. Don't do everything for her. Just don't do things that piss her off. That's it.
Do you have a candy necklace on the counter in front of you?
Oh, I had it around my neck
a while ago.
He's
been chewing on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
He's nervous.
It was.
It's kind of creepy.
Clyde, well, I think we need to have a private.
There's something really creepy about Clyde in all black and a bunch of skull and devil and then a candy necklace in your hands.
It's his feminine side.
That's like a clown holding scissors.
No, I'm supposed to say it was a sweet moment. And that's all I'm supposed to say about it.
What if you eat it all up?
I can't eat it all up because there's got to be some left for someone else.
Okay, this is freaking me out. We're going to take a break now. We come back, we'll talk about the top five hottest rock girlfriends, and we'll decide on the name for Listener Party 8. It is a Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. You said it. Emerson Show, Max 910 from the album Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll. Social Distortion. It's called Reach for the Sky. Now, what a great song.
The whole album is just the best thing ever.
It didn't, I didn't really click with it right off, but it grew on me. I mean, it's, I see, any reference to Bonnie and Clyde, I'm a sucker for that. You know what we should play? Maybe we'll play it tomorrow. Have you
Highway 101? Or Angel? Or Angel?
I was thinking that session stuff that we got.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're doing all this inside talk. We were fortunate enough when Social Distortion came to town a couple months ago. Mike Nesh and his supplemental guitar player, they did a little private concert for some 94.7 FM winners that I was lucky enough to sort of be able
and
to
And I had one pass, and who did I bring?
He brought me. So that's all the gift I need from you. the gift of rock. Anyway, so we were lucky enough to sit there while Mike Ness from Social Distortion played a couple songs for just like 20 people. And we actually got the CD of it yesterday. And that's just him and a guitar and a microphone. And he sang, Prison Bound and Story of My Life. And the guy was like 3 feet away from us. Fantastic. Try if you can to make it last.
Don't think about no. Yeah, I have a great acoustic version of this that from that session.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm. All right, 503-535-9100. We're here with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. We'll talk about what's coming up in the paranormal world here in dispute. We'll talk about the listener party names as well, et cetera, et cetera. Before we do the actual top five, I got the Blender magazine for this month, and they have the 25 hottest, I guess I don't say
is
girlfriend.
Is J-Lo?
Yeah.
God.
I thought we were all over her.
I thought so, too. But
I mean,
not all over
That's
her.
That's not
but, you
a
know,
bad
like,
picture of her, though.
Oh, it's a terrible. No. They're all bad.
No, I don't mind looking at that picture.
You know, I... Whatever.
I blow-dried her
I
or whatever.
I've never found her to be all that attractive.
Brushed her, airbrushed her, blow-dried her. Whatever.
I've never thought she was all that hot.
She's not hot. She's bad.
But, I mean, think that she's... Like, her makeup artist makes her look really pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, you see her in the Selena days, and all she wore was, like, that matte red lipstick and really harsh eyeshadow. Now she has, like, the pale lips. And
I just like
eyes.
That blowed hair look, so she's, like, coming in from outer space or something. I don't know. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, I guess. All right, but they do the 25... I hate the phrase gal pal.
Gal pal.
I hate that. But 25 hottest rock and roll gal pals.
Hottest beards.
So we'll do the top five as the top five.
Uh-huh.
But before that, let me just count out the others really quickly. 25, Stephanie. Okay, we'll test your rock knowledge here. I'll give you the girl. You tell me one of the rock stars she stooped.
Fine.
Number 25, Stephanie Seymour.
Axl Rose.
Very good. Look at you.
Thank you.
Cool. Number 12, Bianca Jagger, obviously.
Excellent.
Mick Jagger. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett.
Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a given.
Okay. These are the hottest rock chicks. Number 22, Elaine Irwin. That's John Mellencamp's, I guess, wife now. She's, of course, ultra-hot, thin, twiggy model. Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, the guy from Whitesnake.
Yeah, Robert. David Coverdale.
That's the redhead girl, right?
Yeah, well, she was on the car.
So
She was in the smoking gun looking like hell.
Yeah, she beat up the jock, right? She beat up that guy from Cleveland Indians.
Who else did she date?
I don't know.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here it is. In 2002, she was charged with spousal abuse for battering 6'6" Cleveland Indians pitcher Chuck Finley.
Yeah, she beat him.
Yeah.
Senseless.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Chris Martin.
From Coldplay.
Let's move on.
That's gross.
It really is. Let's see.
Hi, I'm bringing home a boy who looks like a blonde.
It's like one of those little, what are those insects, the walking stick?
Oh, yeah.
Number 19, Christy Brinkley. Sarah?
Billy Joel.
Yes.
One thing about Gwyneth, though, she looked great in the Royal Tannenbaums. I thought that's the best look for her.
Yeah.
She was very beautiful there because she was
all depressed and
she looked all messed up.
I know.
Yes.
That's how I like Gwyneth, messed up and
she
crazy.
Looked all damaged and vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
The way
mixed
I like
up with lots of eye makeup.
The way I like my girls. She looked all emotionally vulnerable and
emotionally distant and wounded. That's how I like them.
That's wrong.
You could make her cry pretty easily. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that an inside laugh there that I should have done? Sorry. Well, that Kyle, when we were at that Miss Hawaiian Tropic thing and the girls are coming out, and Kyle leans over at this one girl and goes, I don't like that girl. She looks like she has too much self-esteem. let's see. 18, Kate Hudson.
Oh, the guy from Crows.
Yeah.
Chris Robinson.
Black Crows, yeah.
Yeah. 17, I didn't know this. Nobody will know this one. Tara Patrick, who all the guys will pretend not to know. She's a big porn star. She's with this guy, Evan Seinfeld, from Biohazard, which is like a, Biohazard's like a third tier kind of new metal band. I mean, don't send me a bunch of hate mail. They're good and all, but
Biohazard,
I'm just saying that. No, they're just like one of those rap metal Brooklyn, we're Brooklyn, but we're rap, but we're metal, but we. And the guy from Biohazard is an Oz. That's Biohazard. Jerry Hall, Clyde.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, of course. Number 15, Dita Von Teese.
I know.
You know that?
Marilyn Manson.
Absolutely. Dita Von Teese.
She's the one who looks like Betty Page, isn't she?
Betty Page.
Like
and
a gothic.
Like a 30s, like a, what is that woman's name from the 30s? The
Grable? No.
Not Betty Grable.
She looks like
God damn it. What was her name? I Want to Be Alone.
Oh,
Not Lily Marlene.
Well, whatever. Marlene Dietrich.
Marlene Dietrich. Yeah.
But now that I'm looking at it, that's not really right either. But yeah, but it is sort of Betty Page. But
she looks like
Tourist
Satana.
Totally she does. But it's like a 30s noir kind of thing. She's beautiful.
Betty
though.
Page, Tourist Satana, those kind of women.
Well, you know, she looks just like Rose McGowan. That's the thing. She looks exactly like Rose McGowan. But all of her pictures are black and white, and she always has like that sort of lace veil, which was kind of hot. Liv Tyler. And they've got her replicating that scene from Cool Hand Luke where she's washing a car in the low-cut dress.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Liv Tyler. She's number 14 on the girlfriend list. Anybody? I know this one.
Somebody from the Oneaters.
I know this one because it's someone from Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. I know this one because I point it out all the time. It's like you only need to have one song and then you can hook up with some hot chick.
Who?
Oh, didn't she just have his baby?
Space Hog.
Yeah.
That song, that hideous the Meantime song. Yeah, it's a terrible song. I heard you guys talking about this one just the other day on Alternative Mornings with Sarah and Greg. Paulina Porizkova.
Oh, I know that. Rick Ocasek.
Number 12, Rose McGowan, Marilyn Manson. Number 11, Carmen Electra.
Oh, that little short, ugly guy.
Little short, ugly guy?
He's a pretty guy, though. I thought you'd like him. Isn't he a pretty boy?
No, that foundation doesn't fill in those pockmarks very well.
Oh!
Wow. Okay. He's got a sweet spirit, though.
Number 10, Iman.
That's David Bowie.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
The guy from The Strokes.
Yeah, very good.
Fabrizio, whatever.
Fabrizio.
He's an odor deacon.
His name is Fab Moretto. And before that, some guy from Hole. Who dates a guy from Hole?
Oh, yeah, the blonde guy.
Eric Erlandson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who in your head is the number one rock girlfriend of all time?
Courtney Love.
Well, no. See, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say Winona Ryder.
No, she's like rock slut girl. She wasn't really a girlfriend, was she? She just kind of bounced between all of them.
That's true. Number 8, Winona Ryder, who, you know what? No matter how weird and elitist and pretentious she is,
she's hot. Come on.
You know what? Me and all dorky outcast guys love her and always will. Yeah. I mean, that's... You know, that's the thing. She really is. And I don't know if that's a generational thing or if it's a societal type thing. In other words, I don't know if it's Xers or if it's just sort of dorky geeks that love her because of Heathers and because of Edward Scissorhands.
I think it's because you can send her in to steal a six pack for you later.
And she'll hook you up with OxyContin.
Hook you up some OxyContin and some beer.
Dave Perner from Soul Asylum, Beck, Pete Yorn, Paige Hamilton. Paige Hamilton from Helmet? Listen to this.
Helmet.
Dave Perner in the 90s, Beck in 2000, Pete Yorn, if you don't love me, I'll kill myself, right? Isn't that him? 2001. Paige Hamilton from Helmet, who had one hit in 1992. Paige Hamilton, 2003 to present.
They just
hit a hit a goddamn decade ago.
I bet he still has a sparkling personality, though.
One song!
Well, he's a struggling, artist, and that's why they love him.
Jesus.
They like that artist looks like he's so sad.
All right. Heidi Klum.
Why do I know that?
Seal. And before that, Anthony Kiedis.
The
Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right.
Why don't I like Red Hot Chili Peppers anymore?
I used
to like them, and I can't stand them now.
Because they suck. That's a perfectly justifiable reason.
I just don't like them.
5, 4, 3... 2, 1, fire!
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
Alright, we'll do the top 5 here. You know what it is with the Red Hot Chili Peppers? That's another band where they have good songs, but that the band members themselves just inexplicably bug the
hell
out of
me. That's what it is. I don't know why. The idea of Kiedis, he bugs me, and Flea bugs me.
I don't know why. It's like he just does. And you know what? I saw him bitching about.
Obnoxious to be obnoxious.
Remember when Weird Al covered
he's all covered in silver?
Give it away, and he was all like, Yabba Dabba Doona, and Flea was all bitching about it, that he thought he was disrespecting the song. He's like, shut your goddamn head.
Shut your hole.
Well, I got the guts to give it to your mama.
Yeah,
disrespecting?
You got to get it, put it in you. That's poetry, is what that is.
I figured out when I lost it for them, when they did the remake of Love Roller Coaster, and he goes, Shibba Dibba Dooba, and I'm like, well, what the hell is that? I'm not going to pay you money to go, Shibba Dooba.
I didn't like him in the Under the Bridge video when he's like rubbing his shoulders. Like, I don't even want to feel him. He's like rubbing himself.
I hate that song. You know, go do your snack.
The day I drew some blood.
I love that Californication song, though. Californication's a great song.
Mm. All right, Chili Peppers fans, we hate them. Thank you.
Number six.
Good night.
Helena Christensen. These are the top. Thank you. These are the top top five rock and roll girlfriends of all time. Honorable mention, number six, Helena Christensen. Recently, Billy Corgan. She can be bald and fat and still get a model. Michael Hutchins. I wonder if she was there for the hanging. Was she there in the hanging days?
Well, she used to do Bob Geldof, didn't she? Didn't Geldof, like, call him and say, "You're worthless piece of crap," and he ended up hanging himself after that? I mean, that's what happened.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry, I didn't laugh at that.
Yeah. You know, Boomtown Rat calls and says, "Look, die!
Yes. Why don't you kill yourself?
Kill yourself."
So this is the guy with the thing and the rope and the pleasure and that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand-aid.
Your moments, your moves are so...
Oh, come on. No, I don't get a laugh from that.
I giggled.
He was engaging in hand-aid.
I don't get it.
You're one of my kind.
Now, Helena Christensen's the girl from the Wicked Game video. That's why everybody knows her.
I'm dead.
She was a Maybelline model, too.
We was supposed to laugh at that. Because I'm dead.
You're a terrible person.
That makes me dead.
It is hard to believe this guy's dead. You know, Michael Hutchins, he's one of the... I hear NXS on the radio sometimes, and I don't stop to think, hey, that guy's dead. It's just weird. He just doesn't seem like a guy that ought to be dead.
He doesn't sound dead.
Kurt Cobain seems like a guy that ought to be dead. This guy just... I mean, in other words, he
doesn't sound dead.
No, I mean, he's Kurt Cobain was troubled in the drug abuse, and it doesn't surprise you. This guy... You know, why would you kill yourself? Well, I guess it was an accident.
Yeah, I was just going to say, was it ever speculated that it was just an accident?
It was the evil of Bob Geldof, I swear to God. The guy called him and goes, "Look, man, you should be dead." And he killed himself. It was awful. It was awful.
Not awesome, but awful.
All right. Counting down the top five rock babes of all time, rock girlfriends. Number five.
Rachel Hunter. Stacey's mom.
Yeah, I was going to play the Stacey's mom, but you got a little Rod Stewart here.
Yeah.
Didn't Rod Stewart just marry some other 30-year-old girl?
He's just getting married, and Rachel Hunter, is pissed.
Well, she dumped Rod Stewart, though.
Yeah, she dumped
him. Yeah, but of course, you know, now that she can't have him, she's just, like, raging mad.
Yeah, but, you know, but she's in her 30s or 40s or something. She's all at her sexual peak.
Oh, she's the one with, like, the really, like, nice boobs. She was in that Stacey's mom video, right?
Oh, yeah. I never knew that she had that she was endowed that way. I didn't think she was flat, but I never knew she had quite so much up there until I saw the state. And maybe there's a lot of padding or whatever, but But you know what? As soon as she dumped Rod Stewart, she just started getting on with Robbie Williams. Like a week later, she was on top of Robbie Williams like he was a carnival ride. This is the sleaziest song I ever recorded.
I do not like this song at all.
I think Rod Stewart is sleazy. He's been sleazy his whole career.
Yeah. And that thing on his face is really distracting, not so much it has really bad hair.
Oh, that mole?
Yeah.
Mole. That's exactly what it is.
Here's a quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
That nose or that mole?
That sounded unpleasant to anybody who doesn't know what I was doing just now.
Everybody
listen
could.
To how sleazy this is.
Can we stop?
Can you just picture guys spinning around snorting coke at Studio 54?
What about that Tonight's the Night song? You hear that French woman going, "I don't know."
I'm sorry, what?
That Tonight's the Night song where you hear that French woman like having sex with Rod Stewart at the end of the song and it just makes you want to throw up.
What was the sound? Excellent.
Isn't it true about the... No, we're not going to say anything
we're not
about
say
the
it.
Gallon.
Okay. All right. Now, before we play the next one, number four, Anna Kournikova. Anybody know?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of moles.
Enrique Iglesias.
Speaking of moles.
All right.
Are we going to play some Enrique?
Can we?
Oh, God. Noche. Oh, yeah.
You should totally cut a Latin lover song, Clyde.
I'd love to. I'd be fun. Buenas tardes, mi amor. Te amo con mucho amor. Por favor, amor. That's what I do. A song called Por favor, amor. I really do a song. Por favor, amor.
Would you like to know more about the magic of Jesus Christ? Did you know that Jesus came to North America and left a Second Testament? That's only funny if you know that Clyde was a missionary in Argentina.
Argentina.
I hate whatever this is. this song?
Everybody knows this song.
I always thought it was Ricky Martin.
Para siempre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it all sounds the same.
Para siempre.
Come on. You know it does.
Tell them they're Spanish folk.
No, no, I'm saying that all of this sort of mid-tempo ethnic pop all sounds the same to my white ears.
Por favor, amor. I want to do that song. I think we ought to write it. Por favor.
Por favor, amor.
Amor. Amor, amor, por favor.
All right. Well, these are going to get easier as we go higher up here. Top five
Should
rock girlfriends. Yeah, go ahead. Number three, Heather Locklear. Who moved on from Tommy Lee to?
That guy from Bon
Richie
Jovi.
Sambora.
Richie Sambora. You know, you...
This is like an Aerosmith song. Have you ever noticed?
Oh, I could see that. You know what else is an Aerosmith? Anything Goes by Guns N' Roses is an Aerosmith. So you listen to that, man, that's like as Aerosmith as it gets. Now, here's the thing about Heather Locklear.
The train kept her rolling? No.
Maybe I've just been fooled or taken in. But you know what? Even now, she has always just seemed like such a nice girl next door.
Heather Locklear?
She has never seemed catty or bitchy.
Except when she was Amanda on Melrose Place.
Yeah, but it's just because she's got fine skills as an actress. She just seems so great. And even Tommy Lee, in that you read The Dirt, he goes on and on about just how great and nice and sweet and charming and sugar and spice she was.
Now, wasn't she a love interest for, like, Michael J. Fox on that show?
And, like, everyone. What do you mean? On Family Ties?
No.
Oh, on Spin City. Yeah.
So they got all shaky and stuff, and then she moved on to Charlie Sheen.
I will say this, though. You cannot... She got all shaky.
My filter is gone
today.
You'll
be appearing at Shakey's Pizza this afternoon.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Now I just want to go create a Michael J. Fox watch, just so I can find some, you know...
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, we're going to hell.
I know. That's okay.
But, you know, you cannot marry Tommy Lee and then be surprised that he bonks somebody on tour.
I know.
I'm passing this right now. If you marry a guy in a band, you are no longer... these women... Because that's why she dumped him. She writes, I found out Tommy Lee was unfaithful to me on tour. It's like, hello.
Right.
You know? All right, number two, top five rock girlfriends. Cameron Diaz.
Did you hear Kyle just go,
Yeah. Please don't
do that. Okay, that was creepy.
Cameron Diaz? Who's she with? Don't be so
quick. Is this referring to Britney Spears?
Melissa
Milano? And...
Well, yeah, but I mean, she's with, yeah, because she's still with Justin Timberlake now, right?
I think so.
That's sad.
For who?
Exactly. For you?
I think for her, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what a joke.
I have no problem with Justin Timberlake.
It's like you have the selection of all the rock stars in the world, and you want to be with Justin Timberlake.
I think he gets a bad rap.
I disagree. I think that he's a total nerd and has a good stylist. Yeah, and he has a good stylist. Because have you seen him when he's, you know, out walking about and doesn't have a stylist, you know, dressing him up to go out on the town in L.A.?
He does not look good. Okay, that makes it all the more, I mean, more power to him than that he's hooked up with Cameron when it's Charlie's Angels. I mean,
well, lucky for him, but, you know,
especially if he's not a natural-born pretty boy. I mean,
I don't know what she's doing.
But you got prime rib, and you're going to go for Vienna sausages. I don't get it.
Vienna sausage.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Don't find him attractive at all.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying he's a good-looking guy. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But, I mean, it's like the OJs got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by him, and they were all bitching about it. We didn't want Justin Timberlake to induct it. He sucks. And, I don't have any problem with him. He's never done anything to me. You know, his music doesn't flat out suck. It kind of sounds like decent Michael Jackson stuff from, you know, like off the wall stuff. I mean,
it sounds like Scritti Politti.
I mean, it's not great. I never bought any of it, but it does. It's not terrible. Like, first time I heard that Cry Me a River song, man, that was a great, that's still a great song.
Well, you remember that song Perfect Way by Scritti Politti? That's what this reminds me of.
I've got a perfect way. Go crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody know who number one is?
No.
Not what I thought it would be.
Number one rock girlfriend of all time.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, really?
I was thinking Sheryl Crow. Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Jerry Lee Lewis's 14-year-old cousin.
She ought to be number
one.
That's Clyde Lewis saying these things about underage girls.
Well, because she was with Bret Michaels.
Also, it's referring to the girlfriend, not to the artist.
The song?
Yeah, okay, no, I was getting less confused. Yeah, Pamela Anderson should be number one.
Yeah, because she's Bret Michaels and Tommy Lee and Kid Rock, you know, so. Well, I mean,
she's a hag for rock stars.
I'm not really into her, but you know what? She kind of did set the standard. She kind of is the Jenna Jameson of the R-rated world. All right. There you go. Top five rock girlfriends of all time. We'll be back, and we'll talk about Listener Party 8. Don't go anywhere.
Top of four seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy. And I'm headed out west, sucker, because I want to be a cowboy, baby. With a top left and the sun shining.
Listening to the Rick Emerson Show on Max 910, talk radio for guys.
We've been talking about Wentworth Chevy Town, Brad Lowe's sponsor on the Rick Emerson Show. Just 2 minutes from downtown at the east end of the Burnside Bridge. It's like, it is sort of this city lurking inside another city. It's 5.5 city blocks. And they help people out. If you've had maybe a divorce, you've had some challenges with your credit, you know, you're just trying to get yourself back on your feet, and you're tired of waking up and getting out of that musty old vehicle every day. They have the largest number of referrals of all dealerships. They've been there for 100 years. 100 years. Satisfied customers been going there. They got presence. They got name recognition. They got, they've got the power, the ability, the know-how to give you a good deal and to take care of you. And here's what's not going to happen. You're not going to go to Wentworth Chevy Town and feel like there's some guy in taking advantage of you. You're not going to feel like you're being intimidated or like you're off balance. You know what you're doing. They make it a point of pride to make you feel comfortable, to make you aware of everything all the way through the process. The selection is huge. People are friendly. Follow-up service is good. The location is convenient. Just minutes from downtown Portland on Southeast Grand Avenue in the heart of the city. It is personal service, and they're going to make you feel taken care of. Go see them today. Wentworth Chevy Town, just 2 minutes from downtown at the east end of the Burnside Bridge.
Name the repair shop that isn't in the insurer's back pocket. Easy. Lakes. We don't do shoddy repairs. Pre-loss condition, 24-hour repairs, and you'll never pay extra. L-E-I-F-S.
The finest in collision repair.
You're listening to Max 910, talk radio for guys. You got something to say, then say it.
Shut up, you sniveling, spineless weasel.
Max 910. Go ahead. Shoot your mouth off.
You moron, be quiet.
This radio station sucks. Turn it up. Max 910, talk radio for guys.
Coors Light wants to know, what do you want to know? Today's question comes from Bob.
Yeah, I want to know how warm my beer has been.
Interesting question, Bob. Some breweries continue to subject their beer to heat pasteurization, warm storage, and warm shipping, but not Coors Light. We're so obsessed with cold, we never heat pasteurize our beer. Instead, we frost brew it at an icy 34 degrees, and then we go out of our way to keep it cold, from aging in refrigerated rooms through packing and shipping to keep it cold all the way to your town. And when beer starts out that cold, it ends up refreshing. Does that answer your question, Bob?
You had me at frost brewed.
Drink Coors Light, the coldest tasting beer in the world. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Next time you buy beer, pick up some Coors Light and taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference.
These days especially, it's nice to know there's one thing that appeals to just about everybody. Yep, the high-efficiency natural gas furnace. On the one hand, a high-efficiency furnace requires a lot less energy to keep your home warm and cozy. It's so darn energy efficient, in fact, having one practically makes you a card-carrying environmentalist. But don't worry, because on the other hand, it really cuts down on those heating bills, which will no doubt appeal to all you hardcore capitalists, and so will the incentives to buy one. Thanks to Northwest Natural's partners, now you can get up to a $300 credit on your gas bill. And if you live in Oregon, you'll also get a $350 tax credit. Imagine that. A household policy decision that supports both Mother Nature and your pocketbook. Now, regardless of which notion you find more inviting, you can take advantage of this offer by calling Northwest Natural at 1-800-WARM-123 or visiting nwnatural.com. There are a few conditions, of course, but they won't dampen the appeal.
Cool.
Seamus, I suppose you'll be out gollivanting around with all your leprechaun buddies again this St. Paddy's Day.
Not this year, Mary. I'll be celebrating all the wondrous things St. Patrick has done.
Like banishing the snakes from Ireland?
Precisely. And maybe this evening, you and I can...
Seamus, it's always the same thing. Let's do something different and go to Castle Megasaur. We can get all sorts of lingerie, toys, and DVDs. Of course, St. Paddy's Day, we won't be forgetting anytime soon.
Sounds great, Mary. But you know, there's still one snake on this island St. Patrick hasn't banished.
Oh, Seamus.
To get lucky and get your clover tickled this St. Patrick's Day, you've got to go to Castle Megasaur. Get 2-for-1 DVDs every day at $9.99, and Tuesday and Thursdays are 2-for-1 DVD rentals. Gift certificates are always available. Castle Megastore, located at I-5 at Barber Boulevard and Capitol Highway. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday, open 24 hours. Call 503-768-9305.
The participation rate buy-down may affect vehicle price.
Hi, this is John for Dick Hanna Subaru and the Giant Vancouver Automall. And right now, only at Dick Hanna Subaru, you'll get a big fat zero for the next 6 years. And see, that's a good thing. Your interest rate on a beautiful new Subaru with the beauty of all-wheel drive at Dick Hanna is 0% for 6 years. With approved credit, drive away an all-weather, all-wheel drive Subaru. Pay no interest for 72 months. There's a huge selection on this lot today. Each one with that little 0% interest rate for 6 years. Come on. Yours is waiting right here for you. You are going to love the kind of deal we can make today. Nothing has ever looked so good as no interest for 6 years. See at Dick Hanna Subaru in the Giant Vancouver Automall. Just about 8 minutes from anywhere in the metro area. Dick Hanna, family owned since 1949, where our goal is to simply sell for less.
City University's spring quarter starts April 1st. Register now and change your life for good. Call 888-42-CITY-U today.
What?
Look!
Where?
That guy! I think he's grabbing a bull!
Good for him.
What? He's got it by the horns!
Relax, it's a figure of speech.
With big, gigantic, pointy horns!
It's an analogy. He's taking control of his taxes by opening a home equity loan.
With a bull?
He's grabbing the bull by the horns. You know, taking control.
Oh. I could do that.
You go, cowboy.
At Wells Fargo, we know what it's like at tax time. That's why your Wells Fargo banker is ready with smart financing options to help you take control of your taxes, like a home equity loan or line of credit. It could help you reduce your tax burdens because the interest is potentially tax deductible. So consult your tax advisor. And with rates typically lower than other financing, it may even be a smart way to pay your taxes.
So how does one grab a bull's horns exactly?
Quick hands, hold on tight, and watch out for the drool.
Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask how a home equity account can put you in control at tax time. Ah! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's a sale too good to pass up? Great products at great prices. That's what you'll say when you visit your nearby Les Schwab Tire Center. Spring sale time is just what your budget has been waiting for. All your favorites on sale. Wild Country, Z800 Ultra, Open Country, AT, Proxxas, Spectrum, Grand Am, and more. Selected shocks and struts, batteries, and custom wheels on sale, too. With prices this good, how can you say no? Spring sale time now at the Les Schwab sign.
Robertson Formalwear, may I help you?
Do you have any tight spandex tuxedos available?
Not a lot of call for those, really, sir.
Not anything with a cape.
So sorry, but not.
Do you at least have any cummerbunds with secret compartments for holding crime-fighting devices used to battle evil villains?
Everybody's coming to the 2005 TV Land Awards. Join Carol Burnett, Bob Newhart, Jason Priestley, Luke Perry, Jacqueline Smith, Joan Collins, and more. This Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific.
Coming up next, it's Don and Mike. Follow the three by Tom Likas. Right here on Max 910. Talk radio for guys. Want to talk to Rick? Call now. In Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100.
All right. Pure West.
Adam West was in that last commercial.
Now, was that a national spot that we just played with Adam West?
I could show you it was a tool belt in which I could hold crime-fighting devices.
Yeah, it's another one of those embarrassing spots where it's Adam West, and so you wait for... I could have used one of these in the old cave. So sad.
I love Adam West.
I do, but it's embarrassing to hear himself do that.
I had beers with Adam West. It was a blast. He's a great guy. He's really cool. It was like you're having beers with your childhood hero, and it's like you're drinking with Batman.
When I was in Maxim Zool. Rick, I've got the perfect name for your listener party. It combines two things you love, shameless self-promotion and Michael Jackson. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 8. I just want to see how long you all sit there. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 8, bigger than Jesus juice.
Oh, that's
hey,
great.
That's pretty
I
good.
Like that.
That
that's
is
not bad.
Good.
F Matt with Michael Jackson's fake nose.
KT, freaking genius!
And you can sell the t-shirts for half off. Anyway,
never mind.
Sell the pants for half off.
Sell the pants half off.
Yeah.
Please, why do you have to do that?
I have no idea. Hey, guess what? I wanted to promote this.
Okay, but you have to promote it like Michael Jackson.
I do?
Yes.
I just want to let everyone know that Clyde Lewis has been doing Ground Zero now for 10 years, and he's been with Rick Emerson for about 10 years, too. And so on April the 9th at Dante's, starting at about 7 o'clock, we're going to have a big party, and the punk group's going to play, and so is a band called the Wayne Gacy Trio, and they are a clown killer band.
Yeah, so there you go. What are you saying?
Nothing.
Did you hear that?
Nothing.
We've been together for 10 years. You realize this?
You and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
More than 10 years, actually.
Well,
10 years in January.
Yeah, and in April is the 10-year anniversary of Ground Zero.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a big party at Dante's for that on Saturday,
so
April
9th. Come on.
We're going to have a big party Saturday, April 9th. And it's going to be like Neverland. It's going to be fun. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. And maybe we're hoping that you can hear like embarrassing moments in Clyde's career, like the night Rick called and said,
Hello. I have a question for Mr. Lewis.
And also, my monkey thanks you, and my giraffe thanks you. And I'm going to choke up. Thank you.
Okay. I can't do it all day.
More milk and cookies.
More milk and no. More warm milk and cookies.
Yeah. Okay, stop.
Making my brain itch.
So, yeah, April 9th, and it's going to be the punk group and Wayne Gacy Trio out of Georgia. They're a band of killer, actually, clowns. Actually, they're scary. They're kind of scary because they wear three-piece suits, kind of, sort of, and they sing songs about murder and death and everything. They're not a death metal band by any means. They're kind of like jazz punk, and so it's kind of weird to hear songs like that. They're singing, you know, My Kind of Town, Chicago Is, and you're hearing, like, chainsaws and stuff. They're fun.
Okay.
They're really cool.
All right, I'm going to read the email of the day now. Here is the email of the day.
Thank you.
Stop. Please don't.
Golf bag.
Stop. What the hell does that even mean?
I sleep in a golf bag.
Hot milk.
Okay.
Hot milk.
Cookies.
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 I'm going to kill myself, I swear to God, if you keep doing that.
Cookies.
Okay.
Hot milk.
Don't.
Hot milk.
I have to get this red. Stop. I'm going to put a gun in my mouth, I swear to God.
And a weenie on the plate.
Okay.
Cookies.
Thank you. Rick, the main reason the Under the Bridge song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers sucks is because of three pretentious words. Gus Van Sant. I hope I get terminal blood rabies. I hope I get terminal blood rabies so I can bite him and he can become crippled, begin spurting up blood, and recollect how he ruined the holy celluloid of Psycho with his wretched, liquid-ass-churning remake. Screw him. Screw him. I pray he took tax advice from Art Alexakis. I won't say who that's.
Blood rabies.
Spurting up liquid.
He's oozing.
Oh, God.
Dying over here. Oh, man.
Okay. I don't have time to get to the listener party names. That's the irony here.
Oh, well, maybe we can do it another day. Give him more time to come up with a name.
Okay.
Wait, can't you share your bed?
I could just play random things from the Michael Jackson soundboard.
Let's do that for the next 44 seconds.
You share your bed with Jack the Ripper.
How do you like the smell? Is it good?
Oh, what is that even from?
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Oh, why? Where? Okay, but no. No, seriously, you tell me where. Why would he ever have said those words?
I would be amazed how often I hear that.
Thank you.
It was when I was in the bathroom. Remember?
Please,
they told me. They told me they wanted me to look at myself, and they said, "Yeah, you have to go to the. Does it smell
please,
good?
Please,
yes, the smell.
Please,
because
it was really bad.
Can I stay with you tonight?
I'm not like other guys.
Okay. That's why I like you, Michael.
It's something I want to tell you. Okay. I'm
Buffalo
not like other
kids.
Guys.
Buffaloes are kids.
I do believe we're out of gas.
But I have this with me, children.
You're what? What was that?
Do you remember that line from Thriller?
Yeah.
I remember. He goes, he's with that girl. She's really hot, and he goes,
I do believe we're out of gas.
It just was a bad thing
run
to say.
Run away! Roar!
But I
have
something with me, too.
Okay.
I am evil. Thank you.
Sex.
All right. Sarah Dillon produces this show splendiferously every day. You can hear Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., 94.7 FM. Alternative mornings to Sarah and Greg. Kyle on the phone. Tim Riley, the Max 910 News from Clyde Lewis. Dante's on Tuesday and ClydeLewis.com. Tomorrow, we pick the party name. Jen Lane's going to be here, and we'll be at Kelly's for St. Patrick's Day. See y'all tomorrow. Let's bash your credit down. Bye.
Vote for me. I look forward to blowing up America.